What is real is the whole. Not the parts. Because in reality, the real has no parts. But every imagined part contains the whole and is contained in the whole as a holon of the hologram. But to know the whole, the part must disappear as an illusory veil that must become transparent to the light of the real. The real is revealed as pure presence. Presence is paradiso, whereas internal chatter is the inferno. And clear symbolic understanding is purgatorio. And so we must use reason, logos, clarity to recognize that the I thought is bogus, counterfeit, fictional, conditional. An installed narrative alien to the self. The I thought is false, but the I is real. The I that is pure presence. And once the paradiso of presence is fully attained as one's true nature, then that nature is reflected in the realm of thought as well. The realm of thought is samsara, the realm of presence, nirvana. But they are not two. The difficulty in achieving this unification is that the part is divided in parts. The part is divided into numerous parts, and they in turn into numerous subparts. And each fictional part has its own desire and its own fear, its own shadow and its own yearning for the light. And so each one is divided into God and demon. And the demon is projected outward so that there can be a sense of bearing one's consciousness. But the price is living in a paranoid world in which one is haunted by one's projections, just as one had been haunted by one's introjections, which return in the dreams, the nightmares, the horrors of shame and guilt and the counterfeit realm of fictional superimposition. Of a territorially determined entity. And from this creature, dependent upon the other, and therefore greedy for attention, for love, for never being left out, for always being in the loop, and for wanting to have the power and control over all that appears, that creature forever dissatisfied, forever in peril, forever clouded with the emotion of anger and fear of isolation. That hell realm can only be left behind by realizing the fullness of the Absolute Presence. That has no interest in the ongoing affairs within the matrix. And is fully unified with the supernal creative intelligence and the sweetness of divine love and the unchanging, eternal life energy. That appertains only to the real and brings redemption from the agony of the egoic illusion. But the power of stillness comes only when desire has been released, along with fear, which can only be released when non-duality of consciousness has been attained through the recognition that life and death are not two, that the gods and the demons within and without are not two, that all the antitheses and antipodes of the separation of the light and the dark, the good and the evil, in the consciousness of the ego must be returned to the unified field. And dissolved in the emptiness that is beyond even total acceptance. Because of the disappearance of one who would accept or reject.